From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. Fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the United Nations Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their rival forces and warned that ongoing attacks on civilians and UN facilities may constitute war crimes. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says America will send more troops to Iraq. Carter spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops.
Carter said the additional troops will be sent to the newly retaken Kayyara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign on Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support.
Mr. Cameron said on Wednesday he will attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions and then go to the palace to offer his resignation. May stepped in line to be the next prime minister when her only remaining rival for the post, Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the race. This is VOA News. The North Korean government says it is closing one of its last lines of communication with the United States. It says diplomatic communications through its United Nations office in New York will end in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Kim and several other North Korean officials were sanctioned for alleged human rights abuses. U.S.-based Human Rights Watch is accusing Turkey of blocking international scrutiny over what it calls widespread human rights violations by Turkish security forces in its crackdown on Kurdish rebels. Dorian Jones takes a look.
The Human Rights Watch report focused on fighting between Turkish security forces and Kurdish rebels in Cizre. The town is a center of Kurdish nationalism that has witnessed some of the most intense fighting since last year's collapse of a peace process with the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. Human Rights Watch report author Emma Sinclair Webb alleges security forces are covering up abuses. Turkish security forces say no civilians were killed in 10 months of military operations against the PKK. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab Monday took control of the strategic port town of Mirka. Government troops and African Union peacekeepers left the town at dawn, giving Al-Shabaab militants a port on the Somali coast. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Russia this week. A State Department spokesman says Kerry will discuss the situations in Syria and Ukraine, as well as tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. Kerry will travel to Moscow on Thursday after taking part in Bastille Day celebrations in France. Three people were shot dead Monday at a county courthouse in the northern U.S. state of Michigan. Local police say that two of the dead were court bailiffs and the third was a shooter. A deputy sheriff also was wounded, but early reports said his injuries are not life-threatening. Several civilians were also taken to the hospital. Police said their injuries are also not life-threatening. Presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared himself the law and order candidate on Monday. Trump told a campaign rally in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that the country has to end hostility toward police and improve life for people in crime-ridden inner cities. Trump is set to become the Republican presidential nominee at the party's convention next week. Meanwhile, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will be joined by her Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, at a campaign rally Tuesday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at the rally. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.